The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Having a big ego is like having garlic breath. Everyone around knows that you have it, but you yourself don't often have a clue. In Jesus' ongoing battles with the religious leaders, he encounters big garlic breath egos all of the time. This morning's parable is directed toward those who were smug, self-righteous, and profoundly deceived by their "I don't need help from anyone, including God" ideology. In this parable, a Pharisee prays in the temple, telling God, but really telling himself, that he's so thankful, so delighted, that he's so much better than those around him. To him, the thieves, the rogues, the other sinners, aren't people worth compassion or love. Instead of praying for them and rooting for them to know God more, he gives God thanks that he isn't like them. His garlic breath ego must have been stinking up the entire temple. Then Jesus describes the tax collector's prayer. When the tax collector prays, he refuses to look up. He looks down. Does he not believe that he is worthy to look up into the heavens when he prays? He acts ashamed. Physically, he doesn't draw anywhere near to where God dwells. He stays in the outer courtyards of the temple, staying away from the inner place, the Holy of Holies. Does he not believe that he's worthy to be in the presence of God? His prayer is marked by distance. Yet Jesus commends him for realizing that he needs God's help. It's a humble thing to do, to ask for help. The problem is that some people interpret today's gospel as if it said, if you want to be holy, you have to think that you are nothing. If you belittle yourself enough and think of yourself as nearly worthless, God will be pleased. That is bad theology. Nothing could be further from the truth. Believing that you are worthless is not what it means to be humble. Perpetually knocking yourself down is not being humble. So what does it mean to be humble? Humility can be tied to our identity. We need to know who we are. If we don't know who we are at a core level, we are going to go searching outside of ourselves and searching outside of God to find our value and identity in the stuff that we can buy and in the important people we know or in other ways. Yet our value doesn't come from outside sources. If you want to tether your value to something that's based on performance or ability, like basing your value on your ability to buy things, to take nice vacations, what happens when your value and your sense of self, when you need to declare bankruptcy? What happens when your sense of worth is tied to the people you know, important, powerful people, like the mayor or CEO or your favorite friends, and they don't return your calls or your texts? Your value can be rooted in something that transcends our culture. Your value can be rooted in the timelessness of Scripture and what it says about you. Scripture tells us that we are chosen by God. We are known by God. We are called saints, not sinners. We have been sanctified by the Spirit. And we are marked as Christ's own in our baptism. And we are deeply and passionately loved by God. Knowing how much God values us and believing that we are unconditionally loved helps us concur with God's assessment of our worth so that we can lose our garlic breath of an oversized ego and live authentic, humble lives. Authentic, humble lives comes not from tearing ourselves down, but from knowing that we are just as equally valuable as everyone else. Being humble means knowing that the very same things that we condemn others for, we ourselves could do. We might think that we might never drive drunk. We might think that we might never go on an acid trip. We might think that some behavior seems far beyond the realm of possibility. But given the right circumstances, we might be tempted to do those things. If we grew up in different circumstances, or hung out with a different set of friends, or made different choices in life, we might be tempted by things that don't tempt us now. We all have the capacity to sin greatly. The garlic breath of a big ego can be washed and swirled away by believing in what God says about us. Remember, we are saints, not sinners. We might sin, but sin does not define who we are. We are no better than others. Others are no better than us. We are equally loved and cared for in the eyes of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.